It is Wednesday morning, and every Wednesday we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Ready for this? Really going to be another hot day today, but we can do this. This is Indiana. We're used to
We're tough. The Ellisville folks are tough. We know it always. The sun's always shining in Ellisville. You should be used to this heat by this time of day. We know Ellisville, you've had some rain and some flooding issues over time as well, and don't mind some dry periods, but everybody needs a little rain in their life to make sure everybody's plants and flowers and gardens are all nice and green. The other green we're talking about this morning, Marty,
is money. It's Marty's gig. So.
It is. In the front page of today's HT, Ernest Rollins has a story as the county's tax battle with CVS not over. That screams the headline. And the numbers we see in today's paper, an estimated of $129,000 refund here, $150,000 refund there. That's just two of the CVSs. Aren't there more than two CVSs? What is tell us what we need to know.
And it's not just CVS potentially in this, if I'm not mistaken. It's pretty much all these big, huge chain store types of buildings.
Well, it's pretty much, if you recall, there's been this big battle about the black box assessment values. And the county has gone forward and fought some of these rulings, and they won two and lost two in the latest four that I've heard about. So there was...
Which ones did we win?
I beg your pardon?
Which ones did we win?
I'm sorry, I do not recall which ones. I do know that the state Supreme Court rejected hearing the CVS store, didn't want to hear that, the one on North College. And there is a thought that if they go back and ask again on this one, that the Supreme Court might hear it. And the reason is that there was an opening on the Supreme Court, and that opening has been filled, and so it wouldn't end up being a 2-2 vote, which is what it was last time. Now, remember, while this may look like it's Monroe County's battle, you better believe the entire state is looking at this. And in the meeting that I was in, where this was being discussed, we had somebody there who is involved with the state counties, the counties throughout the state. So, and believe me, not all counties are perhaps not looking at it the same as this county would, but maybe they've just given up, or maybe they believe
Well, they don't have the cash to fight it.
Well, and maybe there will be that some believe that it should not be assessed as it has been. So we'll just see what the state Supreme Court tells us. And then, the only way I would support moving forward with this to get it to the Supreme Court, that get another decision on this, is because they told us it would happen pretty quickly. Because the longer it drags on, if we do lose, there's more to have to pay back to CVS or whatever big box store. And so then when that happens, the county, the city, everybody has to help pay that tax dollars back. Then they go to the state to say, now we want an excess levy, and put an additional tax on all the taxpayers to make up the difference. The state could very well say, and has said in the past, we're not going to give you that excess levy, so forget it, just live with what you've got. Now, if that happens, that's going to be a win situation for the taxpayers, but, of course, less money in the county's coffers. What will happen here is if this assessed value is dropped for these big box stores, then that tax rate will go up, because if the assessed values stay high, the tax rates can come down for everybody, and if that switches, the tax rates will go up, and the other taxpayers will be paying more. But we just have to determine, the courts will have to determine whether or not the assessed value will be figured on what is being asked for. Is, I understand they're asking for the cost approach. That is, what does it cost to build a building? And others believe that, well, it should be the income approach. What kind of money are the people making inside that building?
That is so nuts.
And others believe that it should be the market approach. What are other buildings similar to that being sold for, not having to do with what the income is made by the business within inside that store? So at the end of the day, the Supreme Court will decide, and the sooner we know, the better we'll be than we all know.
That is totally correct, Marty, because at the end of the day, what we need is a consistency across the board. And it sounds like to me that this has been looked at differently by different assessors' offices.
Well, and also by the court, because we won two cases, we lost two cases, and if all of the facts were the same, then why was it ruled differently? Now, I don't know what the facts were that were presented, so I cannot, you know, attest to that. I'm just saying that if the rulings were different, then let's see what happens with this one and move forward.
Well, it would be a breath of fresh air if they would actually just make a determination how this is done, because it just seems so strange to me that you would take an assessment based on what someone's earning. I mean, that's what income tax laws are for. That shouldn't be what we do property assessments on.
No, and I get that. On the other hand, let's say if you're the owner of the property of the big box store, you could look at your income approach to say, what could I lease this building for? You see, so, but that's what it would be. The income approach is what? It's not what you make while you're inside the building, but what you can use the building for. But whatever, anyway, that's up to the experts, and let's see what the Supreme Court has to say about it and move forward. The other thing that we're working on right now is you might have heard how the applications for the townships that are asking for dollars for fire protection and how that's moving forward right now. And of course, the townships they're really not the ones that can ask for it. It's the fire departments that provide the services for townships out of that public safety income tax dollars. And so they have now received all of the documents that they need to put their request together, and that has to be delivered before July 1. So that's midnight.
Wow, that's really quick.
Right. It doesn't give them a lot of time to work this out, but they'll have those turned in. And then there'll be three meetings by a special income tax council committee. There'll be some from the city and the county, and one from Ellisville, one from Steinville, to be looking at this. And they'll be meeting on the 25th and the 27th and the 10th. Those are preliminary dates, so we'll look to see if any of those dates are changed in the future. But then after they've made those, had those meetings and decide what they want to present to the full income tax council, then they'll have a meeting to say whether or not they approve what's been suggested from there. Now, here's where the problem is. When I listened to the meeting the other night with this income tax council special committee, there were some from the city that was saying, well, if the central dispatch gets what they're asking for in their budgetary process, that because central dispatch is asking for so much more money than
2.8 million.
I beg your pardon?
2.8 million.
Right. I mean, they have raised the amount that they want, and if that and for these radios and so forth for for all the different units. So they're saying if that happens, then maybe there won't be any money for these other fire departments. And that, it will be up to the city, actually, to make that decision because they control that whole income tax council. So,
Marty, there's $8 million. How could there not be any money for any of these township fire departments?
Well, because they want to spend all this additional money on the capital project, on these radios and so forth. Now, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of or against any of these things. What I am saying, however, is that we ought to be able to look someplace to see what the revenue is, how much they've actually received in that central dispatch budget, and how much has actually been spent, and where's their cash balance right now.
Yeah, because this is all new, correct?
Well, what I'm saying is, so I tried to find the information, and what they have done, it appears, is that the city has put their amount of money for the public safety tax that they could use for police or fire or whatever they want to for their public safety. They put that in a fund and added in the money that they're getting for PSAP for the central dispatch and put all that budget into one fund. So I called yesterday to the city to say, how can I see something just simply for the central dispatch, not just the budget, because we can look at what the budgets were voted on, but where's the revenue? Have you received the revenue? What's your cash balance? How much of your budget have you really spent out of your approved budget? And what kind of money do we think you might have to carry forward? That doesn't appear to be easily found. When I spoke with the controller's office, they said they'd have to have someone call me back because they were seeing the same thing I was. There's no way to look at it. It's all in one projected budget. So I just find that very troubling. Now, we have some people in the county. I was questioning somebody who'd made a presentation to us. Her response was, I don't care where they put it together, I'm just worried about the 911 budget. And I'm thinking, well, that's rather short-sighted because if they need more in the central dispatch budget and there's less money then it's going to come back to the county for us to pay for those law enforcement officers that we're hiring, it should be something that we're all considering. We all should know and understand.
What is required by law? Is it required to be somewhere where everybody can find it easily and see those numbers?
Well, one would think so. I know at the county you can look up the budgets and see where the revenue comes in and where it goes out. And if you have more than one pot of money that you're pulling revenue from to support a certain thing, like, for instance, with the County General Fund, we have money coming in from property tax, and we have money coming in from income tax and other miscellaneous revenues. And you put both of those together to say this is what our revenue is so that you can see how much of a budget you can have. And that was where the problem was for the 2017 budget. It was difficult to follow along with what they were presenting. So hopefully
when we talk about transparency and things like that, who do we ask for to be more transparent on this?
Well, certainly this is the city, but they may have some way to see it on their website that I couldn't find. But the person that I spoke to at the controller's office could not find it either, so they said they would have the controller call me back. And indeed, that has not happened, but I expect he has a few other things to do. I'm
sure.
Going to talk with Marty Ott. But one of the things we talked about last week was what happened to the last quarter of 2016, because we'd put this tax in place and it was supposed to be collected in 2016, the last quarter. And I said, well, that could make about approximately a $500,000 difference, I think is what I said on the radio. And that, what I was speaking of, the $500,000 would be having to do with the PFAT, because I figured that the last quarter would bring in about $1.8 million. The state says they anticipate it'll be like $1.7 million something. So I was pretty close. And then I figured if the proportionate share that the PSAP would get, that $500,000 would be pretty close. But here's what the state said. They, of course, when you're paying your income tax, you don't write down on your check, well, you want some of it for PSAP and for a central dispatch and so much for whatever. It's just what the total percent that you're supposed to pay, and that goes up the state. The state doesn't break it down when you pay it either. It all goes into one big pot of money. So if and when we get, they say at some point in time there'll be a special distribution and we'll get like this additional dollars back once the trust account for Monroe County reaches more than 15% and they decide that they're going to make this special distribution. But that means a trust account for all of the income tax, not just for public safety. So we don't know when that will happen. We won't know exactly what the revenue is until it will be on the state's website in October of 2017. So we'll have a better idea of what was actually collected that last quarter.
Wow. Marty, that is crazy.
I did do my homework.
Crazy.
I told you I've got to do the research myself, and so I did.
So I have one other question I did ask you about last week. Do we still have a building sitting resting on the ground for the Solid Waste District?
Oh, I did ask them that question as well. And evidently it is, and they're looking for a new home for it, hoping someone can use it.
Oh, that's
I hope I'm
God.
Repeating
so
that.
So we spent $80,000 just to
think of
it
this way, Margaret.
It.
If you don't have to pay Barry Brown, you can have an $80,000 building sitting around. It's almost like a nursery rhyme.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
You seen that bill yet?
Well, are we having fun yet, folks?
We're always having fun. Marty,
wow.
When's your next meeting? When do you get together?
We just had one, so I'd have to look that up again.
Okay.
It's not until next week. This weekend, we're supposed to be in Indianapolis for the State Board of Accounts called meeting, and I have not heard as yet if anyone's going. It's also, as a realtor, I sort of like going to the Parade of Homes and really feel like I need to be doing that as well. So it's hard to be every place you'd really like.
Well, it's hard to be Marty Hawk. That's a full-time job.
Right.
I can sympathize,
just
Marty.
Taking care of my dog's a full-time
there
job.
There you go. All right, we'll get caught up again next Wednesday and see what next week brings.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Marty.